Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School. Sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
What up? We're back. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman. Quick segment. We'll get on back on track.
Oh, we're good. We're on track.
We're on track?
Top of the hour.
Top of the hour. All right.
Let's
here
go
we go. We're back in full effect here at 1040 O Street. We're Old School, brought to you by the Mercado, Certified Piedmontese, Special Ingredients of Butcher Shop, 84th and Havelock, 30th and Yankee Hill. Yesterday, I threw on some beef kebabs. Was on and popping. And we got him from the Mercado when we do get some surprise. I can't wait. I always think he always shows up just when you don't expect him, so I'm waiting for him to come. off the charts, man. I'm telling you, it was a great grilling day yesterday after a long weekend of basketball. Not so much today because the wind has looked like it's starting to slow down, but the wind gusts will probably blow out any flame that you have, and maybe a little bit dangerous too, so take the day off. But go get you some meat over there at the butcher shop. We got a texter, 8462, said, don't be so hard on yourself. Hey, listen, man, competitor is a competitor. I do not like losing at all. At all. At anything. Look, I mean, I think sometimes when you're coaching, you just, you know, every year is different. And it's always rough at the beginning. You know, I think I've never, you know, I love all the kids I've coached and coach right now. Probably why, you know, probably so invested. You know, I never, you know, so you're playing against teams, all-star teams, which you never back down from a challenge. I don't necessarily call that coaching. You know what I mean? And that's no knock on anybody else. That's just purely by definition, that's not coaching. And so it's like coaching the NBA all-star game against, you know, the Detroit Pistons. You know what I mean? So,
right.
You know, look, it's you know, we got May's going to be huge for us, and so I think it's going to work itself out. But Texas said, don't appreciate that. Appreciate the support. But the NFL draft coming up, Austin. It's
Thursday, Jay.
Yeah, Thursday, man. It brings back good memories for the guys that are potentially going to get drafted or going to get signed to NFL contracts. It's a anxiety-driven next 96 hours or however long, or next few days or week or whatever you say it. And because all your dreams are here, you know, your first dream is to get to college. You do well enough to be considered and you don't know whether you're going to get drafted. Anything can happen. You don't, you know, it's kind of like, I wouldn't say it's like, I've never speed dated, but it's like you go on, when you go to the combine, you go in this room for like 15 minutes and then you're gone. It's like, okay, did he like me? Did they like me? Did I say this right? So you're like constantly always questioning yourself. Now, granted, if you're Caleb Williams and Jay and Dane, you don't have anything to worry about because you kind of dictate. But like in my position, you had to constantly evaluate yourself. Now, granted, if it was, you know, the tape was the tape and felt like it was good tape and you had years of starting, the NFL draft doesn't work like that. NBA draft doesn't work like that. A lot of it's potential, need, timing. Are you a value pick or what they need in all, you know, free agency or salary cap? All this stuff goes into it. And besides what you do on the field
that you have no control over,
you have zero control. And the greatest advice that says you don't need every team to like you, you just need one. And that's your starting point. And then once you get there, you can possibly lead from one to multiple. And that's when you can really, you know, extend your career. But it's a great time. It's a stressful time. And I always looking at the mock drafts. And you know, look, I guess we could say Caleb Williams is going to be number one, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it'd be a shocker if he's not. But after that, you know, you've heard everywhere from the Commanders. Now, before we get into the draft, we'll give a little bit of update here to that might change the draft potentially. Is the New York Jets traded Zach Wilson to Denver? I'm not sure if that's a good move for Zach Wilson to go with Sean Payton. You're going to get another chance. Sean Payton's hard on them quarterbacks, boy. And he don't have any time for a guy that's not accountable. You got to think, he went through the grinder, and him and Drew Brees were lock and step, and both are now going to on their way to Hall of Fame careers, right? And especially Drew Brees. He's used to that type of work ethic. You saw what happened with Russell Wilson. Yes, you have an opportunity. I don't necessarily know if it changes the Broncos' plans, but it lets you know they actually need a quarterback. And so they're willing to take a flyer, per se, on him, which I thought was rather, wouldn't you say that was interesting?
Yeah, I would have to say that. To me, the question becomes, which is the better roster, the one that Zach Wilson has now in Denver or when he first started in New York? Because for all his shortcomings that we've seen as a quarterback prospect, I don't want to pretend like he was surrounded by, you know, boatloads of talent when he first got there. So I would say I think he's in a better situation with the guys on the field around him.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think there's more immediate pressure now, whereas he could have learned behind Aaron Rodgers for a year, a couple years.
And he showed at times he kind of emulated him some and seemed like he was a better teammate, you know, and, you know, Aaron Rodgers protected him. You got to think that where he kind of like, remember, he kept it out there that he might come back. They were going to trade for Kirk Cousins. Obviously, Kirk Cousins got hurt, but he didn't want another veteran coming in. I mean, Aaron Rodgers know how to – he was pawning, you know, played the game. But Zach Wilson benefited from it. Mm-hmm. So that's an interesting nugget. And I think as we get closer, and Tuesday, Wednesday, obviously you start to – things will be lock and step. You might see another trade, but you will start to see maybe either smoke screens put out there versus, okay, we can kind of guess who's going to be number two. But according to Jordan Reed, who I think, you know, there's Mel Kiper, there obviously was Todd McShay, there's numerous guys on NFL Network, but Jordan Reed is a former scout. He updated his late-round picks Monday after the Broncos trade, but he does a really good job, and it's on ESPN. So he has Caleb Williams going number one. Washington Commanders now are drafting Jaden Daniels. Now, he says it comes down to Daniels or Drake May. Now, I've seen where J.J. McCarthy possibly could go number two. I'm not buying it, but by his guesstimation, it's Commanders and New England both will be drafting a quarterback. I can't see New England drafting a quarterback. I can see them trading down. They need players. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, Jacoby Brissett is a former Patriot. He knows the Patriot way, even though Gerard Mayo is there, who I think is going to be a pretty good coach here in the future. I think they need players. Mm-hmm. I think the connection between the head coach and the GM is better than it's ever been before. They are not a very talented team. Mm-hmm. Unless they feel like Drake May is their future, they won't take him at number three. They feel like they possibly could get a quarterback late in one or possibly round two.
Which would fit with them and the Vikings as a trade partner.
You took the words right out of my
mouth. Or the Raiders, potentially. Yes. Those are the teams that I've been hearing want to move up, probably for a quarterback.
Right.
So if you're in New England, you want to get at least two, if not three picks out of being at number three, where you still have at least one good option still on the board, depending on who Washington goes with.
Because Minnesota's under pressure. You didn't sign back Kirk Cousins. You really haven't done anything in free agency.
Losing hold on the division right now.
Yeah, immediately. And you got to think, Chicago with their off season, they're on the uptick. Detroit is there. Green Bay with Jordan Love. Now they have their quarterback, so there's no question of that. You could be at the bottom feeder. You lost Danielle Hunter as far as their pass rusher. So, you know, Harrison Smith is in one of his last years. So you're not the
same. About to have to pay Jefferson.
Jefferson, and you've been, and he's reluctant now.
Mm-hmm. And Addison's not a one.
Right. And he's not mature enough yet either. Mm-hmm. With the off-season, off-field stuff. I just wonder what the Vikings will do to make sure that they get the three. Or will you be okay with rolling the dice and hoping that you stay at eight and you get J.J. McCarthy? Because that's a good fallback plan for them, right? You wonder what they would do, because here's a team that could sneak up. Like, by all the mock drafts, you say New York Giants are getting a receiver. So it's either Neighbors or Dunsey from Washington. I still do not think they believe in Daniel Jones. No. I still think that they, even though they committed a lot of money to him, it's generally in the first 2 years. So they were going to keep him anyways. You have a rookie on rookie contract, and I can see them at number six just turning this draft upside down if everything stays pat. If New England doesn't get their big get, you know, as far as picks for that number three pick.
Would you trade up to three if you're the Giants, or do you wait and see who's there at six?
If there's a, I always feel like if there's a guy that you think is that good, then you got to go get him. Because I will say this, I like Daniel Jones. I think he's a lot like Justin Fields or he has not been surrounded by good talent. Saquon was hurt. And then they didn't want to sign Saquon back. Saquon had a really good year. Was good last year, not as good as the year before.
Never had receiver talent.
Not really talent. Offensive line was suspect at best, right? The first round pick is okay. Thomas, the first round pick. Everybody else has kind of been a revolving door. I think you could get Daniel Jones, somebody that say like they don't get a quarterback, and you can get it. It's a 1 year deal, a lot of money. You'll be splitting the salary cap. If you could work that out a way as far as like who's paying and, you know, the dead money and all that stuff. If you're able to trade up to number two or number three to get it. And if I'm the Vikings and I really want Jaden Daniels, or I want to make sure I get Drake May, because I think the Vikings like Drake May a little bit more than J.J. McCarthy, I got to do it. Even if you have to trade maybe a good player. You got to think, they don't have a lot of assets that you could really do it. I was thinking, you can't trade Harrison Smith. He's a stalwart. But I would.
Should you?
To New England or Commanders? I mean, that's.
You don't want to, but if that's what gets you your quarterback of the future, don't you have to?
Yeah, he's got to sign off on it, though.
He does.
I don't know. I shouldn't even put that out there because I have a ton of respect for him.
Same.
He's a great player. He's a Pro Bowler last year. I could see it happening. It would be enticing. If it saves me a draft pick, why not? But I don't think they'll do it. I think they'll give away draft picks for it because I don't think teams value draft picks as much as they used to.
Or as much as they should.
Much as they should. That's going to be interesting. It seems like ever since the guys declare for the draft, Marvin Harrison Jr. probably needs to go ahead and look for real estate in Arizona. So that's there. Then Jim Harbaugh, he pretty much told you, and his quote is here, the offensive line has always been the hub of the offense. With my teams, and that means Jim Harbaugh. He actually put a lot of money into their offensive line when he was in college in the NIL. Joe Alt from Notre Dame, Head and Shoulders, the most consistent and best offensive tackle, number five. I like that pick. I like number four pick. Then it gets a little dicey there. You got Giants with Neighbors, the Titans with another receiver. Even after signing Calvin Ridley to a huge deal. And you got DeAndre Hopkins entering his final year. They're trying to give Will Levis some weapons. That's a lot of money if you draft Rome at number seven. You got a first-round pick. You got a huge free agent guy. And you got a veteran borderline Hall of Fame receiver with a 1 year left. You got to move him. Mm. You got to move him maybe to a better situation. But if they draft him, there you go.
Is he a guy Kansas City should look at?
I would. 1 year, inspired, played well at times.
Different body type.
A great list with Rice and his off-the-field trouble. He's going to be suspended for some time. You bring in DeAndre Hopkins with the way Patrick Mahomes can throw the ball and place it. It gives a new life on Patrick, or to Travis Kelce and Mahomes. That's the place that I would go. I would be in there talking to that's where I need to go. And you could in Kansas City could get him for cheap.
What do you have to give up? Are you going a late round pick?
A couple late round picks. Yeah, a couple late round picks. Comp pick or whatever. You could get him for a 5 and 7, and you could spread out the year easy. for that type of player, that's a no-brainer. And it's already a one-year contract, and he's going to be motivated, kind of like Stephon Diggs. Then you got the Vikings with J.J. McCarthy. Sam Darnold is going to be the starter. I guess Sam Darnold would be a good person to learn under. That's questionable, but people like J.J. McCarthy. I think he's talented. He just doesn't have the volume of throws to put my hat as a franchise. Mm-hmm. But I think he brings a winning dynamic, right? I think he's well coached. Jim Harbaugh is a phenomenal quarterback coach. And so I think he's coming in probably maybe from that standpoint, coaching wise, definitely ahead of Drake May, definitely ahead of Daniels. If I'm talking about being coached in college and know what it takes. Inexperience of throwing the ball is there. And that's just by who Michigan was. It's a safe pick. At number 8, I think he's the guy you take, especially if you need a quarterback, because there's you can't wait around for next year.
Is he Power 5 Trey Lance?
No, because, I mean, he's played enough.
Okay.
Yeah, he's played. But it's a good experience. If
save big money now on new siding from LP Smart Side at Menards. Update and beautify your home with your choice of 13 timeless colors of pre-finished engineered siding. It's durable and includes a Sherwin-Williams factory finish paint warranty that means no painting for years to come. View our entire selection of siding from LP Smart Side today. And don't forget to check out our flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
If he came out last year, I would say yes.
Okay.
The fact that he played well this year, mm-hmm. we saw him up close and personal. And the bigger the game, the better he played.
Yeah.
I like that. The better the competition, he showed up. He brought him back against Ohio State. He won a national championship. I like it. I'm not in love with him. I like it. I think if he gets good coaching by O'Connell and the offensive line, get that running game going, mm-hmm. get chemistry with Justin Jefferson, late in his
first... Yeah, what do they do at running back? Because they obviously shipped Cook off, and then Madison's gone, too.
Madison didn't... Well, they thought Madison was Cook 2.0. That's probably something you could dress in two or three or get a stopgap. Sure. You know, you got to think Deontay Foreman could be a trade that you could get from Chicago. You could trade to get a veteran and draft a rookie. The cap room in that running back room would be fine. You know, the cap number.
Right.
I like J.J. McCarthy. I'm surprised he's ascended this quick. But I think, you know, with the stamp of approval of Jim Harbaugh. Then you got Dallas Turner, who's the best defensive player in the draft, without a doubt. And then the Jets according to this, Brock Bowers, who I think is the most unstoppable offensive guy in the draft. I like him. I like him better than Marvin Harrison Jr. I think Marvin Harrison Jr. has the potential to be a Hall of Fame receiver. I think this guy right here in the first 5 years is going to be one of the top tight ends out there. He can do it all. He can inline block. He can block in space. He can catch. He can run routes. He can separate. Tough as nails.
Mm-hmm.
And
well coached.
And he loves football. And he comes from a championship pedigree. From the mm-hmm. day he stepped on campus, it's been nothing but work. Now.
Oh, that's right. The Vikings signed Aaron Jones.
Yes.
Forgot about that.
Yes, he did.
Good call, real.
And Aaron, yes, and Aaron Jones has the worst hairline of anybody ever seen. Bro,
not great.
Bro, you got to let them dreads go. They got Latu from UCLA, who I think is probably the best pass rusher. Mm-hmm. You worry about, like he says here, is he Vic Beasley, who had that one breakout year mm-hmm. from Clemson, kind of an NFL bust, resurgence with Tennessee. I like him, though, because he's been consistent since he's been at UCLA. And, heck, you know what? Give Chip Kelly credit. He, you know, did good right there. Philly, going to get a corner. Arnold, he's a lockdown corner.
Mm-hmm.
Opposite, Darius Slay. James Bradbury, so-so. Darius Slay is a good guy to learn from. Get some youth in that room. I like that. Fuaga, the offensive tackle from Oregon State. I watched him on a, like, Friday night. He's impressive, dude.
Mm-hmm.
A big dude that can move. I think he's better than a 13th pick, but you're getting value. And then New Orleans Saints, they missed on Penning, who was when he was at the Senior Bowl, you thought he was going to be plug and play at right tackle, bring some toughness. Man, he a turnstile. Turnstile. And he did steroids. That didn't even help. So they're in the line for the big guy from Penn State. I think if I'm Penning, I try to get back in there. Fashunu, who we saw at the Big Ten Media Days when I was out there with DP and Rashawn and Farley, he's a potential guy. He needs another year, but he's probably the best upside, but he's got to get there. And then here we go to your Colts here.
Bring it.
Trying to do right by Anthony Richardson. After you got Pittman, I like Josh Downs. I think Richardson is a better passer than people give him credit for. Just needs to learn how to get out of bounds. They get him another. I like what Indianapolis is doing. We're invested in you. You are our what? You are our franchise quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
They get him another receiver, Thomas from LSU. I like this dude.
I do too. Wide receiver and corner are definitely where they're mocked to. Would I be shocked to see the Colts trade down? I would not.
Yeah, and they could.
Because, I mean, Pittman Jr. is a 1B. I don't think he's a true alpha. I think he has the volume of a 1, but I don't know if he's that true take-over-a-game guy. Josh Downs, I really like in the slot. He really came on strong. I didn't even hate Alec Pierce, right? I think
when he was open, he
didn't get the ball, and then he struggled a little bit early in the year. So I'm not mad if they take a receiver here.
But you can get one late, though.
You can get
the two guys from Texas.
You know Ballard likes OL quite a bit. Probably need a linebacker at some point, which maybe that's not a first-round thing.
Round,
but if you get another pick later in the draft to take another linebacker, if you tell me Brian Thomas Jr. and Michael Pittman Jr. are the Colts' starting outside receivers next year, I'm on board. That's 3,500 yards for Richardson, I think. But I'm not sold the Colts are picking at 15, unless it's like Bowers fell or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think, then you got to take them. That card would be turned in with the ultimate quickness. I think that the corner, there's plenty of corner. You could get my man Kool-Aid McKinstry, too, if you trade back down in the first. And then the best corner that I've seen is my man from Toledo,
Mitchell,
who has the best skills. What I talk about what I mean is plug and play ready. Him and Arnold are battling in this offseason who's going to come the starter. So that's a guy that they could trade down and possibly get. You know, I want to skip Austin all the way down to, because it's the run on offensive linemen. You know, obviously Seattle, Miami. I want to go down here to, and then you got the Cardinals. I want to go to Kansas City, and because we talked about it before, they got them taking Mitchell. I don't think he fits what they do. They need a guy like a Rice. Because they're going to have to replace Rice for some time. Mitchell's a little bit of a slender guy, but he's phenomenal. It's going to be interesting to see. I think DeAndre Hopkins allows them to trade down. I would rather trade for DeAndre Hopkins, trade down, and maybe get some interior defensive line help or some offensive line help or another tight end or something like that later in the draft. So it's been interesting to see what Kansas City does. Because it's a year with Rice. Rice was the guy, but he no longer can be counted on.
He can't, and that's
where, right now.
For what, 4 weeks, 5 weeks of the season, maybe six.
Six.
I don't know, but Kansas City is a dynasty in the making.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not.
Well,
there are
dynasty
many dynasties
right now. Well, yeah.
Okay. Sure. They're the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah.
Right now is essentially what they are. We saw the Rams go all in. I mean, the Rams have their first round pick since like 2016.
They went all in for 1 year.
Right.
And then they drafted well
developed
well, and they're back in the playoffs last year.
And Kansas City has drafted pretty well You know, under Veach, they've managed the salary cap pretty well. You can't afford to waste a year of Patrick Mahomes, but you also can't afford to overreact to 1 year, right?
Right.
It's true that Patrick Mahomes didn't have much help on offense.
No.
I think Kelsey's going to come back a little bit better, maybe a little bit more focused this next year. So I think you get another 1,000-yard season out of him. We'll see how long it takes for Rice to reacclimate.
Yeah.
But there's a very fine line Kansas City has to walk in getting Mahomes help and continuing the dynasty for as long as they want it to go.
Right. Yeah.
You can find a Marcus Valdez-Scantling out there every year without having to trade up for a rookie who's going to take time to learn a complex scheme who might not be the best for
you. Yeah. And with the pressure too.
Yes.
And took Rice a little bit, but he took the bull by the horns. DeAndre Hopkins, one thing he can do is catch the football.
Yeah.
Doesn't have the separation that he used to, and that's to be.
Well, Kansas City didn't have a contested catch guy last year.
Right. But that's where he does. That's where he strives. And Patrick Mahomes being able to place balls with his arm strength would be good. You mentioned the Rams. They're supposed to pick an outside rusher. They're losing Aaron Donald. Jared Verse is probably, the second or third edge behind Dallas Turner and Latu. I think I like him. I want to go down to my Buffalo Bills here. Mm. Whereas we're projected to take a receiver, Xavier Worthy, who's definitely worthy of that pick at 28. I like the pick that they have for Detroit and Cooper DeJean. First of all, listen, homeboy can flat out ball on the basketball court. He is probably pound for pound the best athlete in the draft. He gives you return ability, right?
As long as he's not fair catching.
Yes, as long as he's not fair catching. And the kicking and punting game. And he's a lockdown corner. And then he can transition to safety. Micah Hyde is still out there. You can bring him back as kind of like a big brother. He's a former Iowa Hawkeye. I actually trade with Detroit to get Cooper DeJean because I think I can get a receiver that's going to fit with Josh Allen, because Josh Allen in his off-schedule ability lessens the learning gap. Whereas Kansas City's a timing. You got to read coverage. So I can get a receiver that can pay off dividends and use a first round pick, but I got a cornerstone, kind of like a Brian Branch, that's a do it all, plug and play, affects the game in all three phases.
Because the defense has been going downhill for Buffalo.
Yeah.
They had a pretty talented unit that maybe didn't live up to expectations. Then it got older. Then it got a little bit banged up. So I think going defense would be smart. But what kind of receiver are you looking at for Buffalo? Are you looking at a Stephon Diggs type? Are you looking at a Gabe Davis type, an all-around guy? What kind of receiver? What body type?
For Buffalo, I mean, Stephon Diggs, it's 4 straight Pro Bowls, 4 years over 1,000 yards. You know, oddly enough, I'm looking at it. I'll take my man Ladd McConkey.
Ooh, okay, okay.
First of all, he's tough, okay? Number two, his route running is off the charts. He's smart, championship capabilities, gives you some return ability, has enough size. I like his type. If you're trying to replace a Gabe Davis, and maybe you think Shabazz or somebody like that is your slot, then you have to go and think about a guy like Xavier Leggett, the big, pretty much, height, weight, size, speed phenom from South Carolina, straight line speed.
Is he like DK Metcalf 2.0?
I was just about DK Metcalf. But the size of him, and then you hear him talk, he has that Mike Tyson high-pitched voice. I think you can do that. I think you got plenty of guys like that. I also wouldn't, if you're feeling like you want to really shore up the defense, right, if you don't want Cooper DeJean and he's gone, you could get somebody that's going to pay, plug and play from the very beginning and be in your rotation. Chris Jenkins Jr., coming from Michigan, great pedigree. Chris Jenkins Sr. was a great player in his own right. There's plenty of guys that they could get as far as them being able to help Josh Allen, help the defense. I feel like with the depth of receiver, I think you can get the same bang for your buck in the second round. You got to think, you got Troy Franklin, a little light. Now, it'll get too windy for him in Buffalo, so he ain't going to do it. But you got Polk, who, if depends on who you ask, he's just as good as Nduze, right? Mm-hmm. But I think Nduze has a little bit more of that dog. But Polk is a guy with the speed, the size that can come right in. You got to think with him. I mean,
Keon Coleman.
That's a big body receiver. Now you just got to get that motor going, right? You got to get that motor going with him. There's plenty of guys. And if you really want somebody that's really ultra tough, I don't even like giving them credit. Roman Wilson. He's legit. And you're talking about a guy that's 6 foot, 6'1", 4'4", flat 40, good hands.
Good senior bowl.
Good senior bowl. So it's a – what you want – here's what I would say. I would say this before we go to break. For Josh Allen, he needs a good receiver – a good or great receiver that's consistent, that he can count on. And then the onus goes on him, on Josh, to do better. You know, to play, you know, to – you know, consistently continuity with him. I think that some of the guys like Worthy and Mitchell, their body types don't fit Buffalo.
Mm. Cold weather, January stuff.
Listen, when I walked into minicamp, I was looking at Kevin Williams was our slot, who was a former Miami Hurricane and won numerous Super Bowls with the Dallas Cowboys. You had Eric Moles outside, 6'2", 215, 20 pounds. My man yoked up out the gills. And Andre Reed, big receivers. You need it. Big, tough, physical receivers that can run, catch, and cause some problems.
Is that always a Hines Ward for Buffalo? Hines Ward type?
Yeah, that would be great. You know, especially, you know, be the guy. But I think that's what you get with McConkey is a move the chains guy. And you've seen, you know, even what's the crazy dude that came up from Dallas? Number 11, little white dude.
Oh, yeah, Cole Beasley.
Yeah, Cole Beasley was great. You know, I mean, they picked him up on like a Monday. He was balling on Sunday. Because in this system with Josh Allen, the slot actually is a little bit more needed than the outside guy. Mm. Because that's when he breaks the pocket, who's the first guy he sees?
Slot.
Right? And then when he breaks the pocket and it's an extended, Stephon Diggs. So there's plenty of guys. You got Ricky Purcell, who's going to be an underrated receiver from Florida. You got Corley from Western Kentucky. There's a ton of receivers to get. But don't be surprised if Buffalo tries to get an edge either. Von Miller's long in the tooth. Espinoza is when he plays, it seems like when he plays well. Russo came on. He had 10 sacks last year. But getting another one, I think, helps as well. You can't have enough edges and defensive line. So, anyways, that's our NFL mock draft. We'll continue to go back. It's all seven rounds. Haven't studied in there. I mean, you got plenty of guys in there. Big Kamari Lassiter in there. He's in there. His dad was Kwame Lassiter. He passed away, unfortunately, last year. So, you know, want big stuff up for him. So, anyway, we're going to take a quick break. Dive into the recap from Saturday's scrimmage and see what Matt Rhule and company said about the scrimmage. Jay Foreman, Austin Orman, Old School. We'll be right back.
Watch Old School live on Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch. Old School with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.